I know some retailers that'll be celebrating when Dewdney Avenue finally gets around to opening up between Albert and Broad. Still closed off. It is crunch time. The city said they'd be done, well, once I heard the middle of November, and now I'm hearing the end of November any day now. Some Dewdney stores can't wait, and they got to try and make some hay now that the Christmas season is upon us. Try to make up for lost revenue from shoppers who may have been refraining from going because of the inconvenience of construction. Even though, drain it all, stores have been open and they've done their best to set up parking lots nearby. But Heike Edwards runs the wine cellar on Dewdney and checks in with me now. Hi, Heike. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You've been a staple over there for how many years now?
Well, we've been on Dewdney for 10 years, in Regina for 31.
Now, how has the project kind of slowed the door opening as frequently as perhaps before the project started?
Well, we've definitely seen a drop in foot traffic with Dewdney being closed, you know, the entire summer. Definitely has affected our sales negatively, but the street is looking very good and you know, we're hopeful.
What do you like about what they've done?
I mean, it looks really nice. You know, the having a nice paved street will be wonderful. The wider sidewalks look very nice. We'll see if that increases traffic at all. I mean, the street does look very nice.
What do you hope that they add on? Like, after this has been 2 year project, I know, and you're like, just get it over with. And what are they telling you? Any day now, or have you had an update?
The last update I had was a few weeks ago, and the city told me that they expected to be open between mid and end of November.
Well, it looks like end of November at this point. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. We were hoping it would be open mid-November. We're kind of doing a customer appreciation / Black Friday sale on the weekend. And we had hoped that we could, you know, have the street open, but I don't think it's going to be open by the end of the week.
Heike Edwards is my guest from the wine cellar. Do you give the city a little credit? Has it gone better this year compared to the first year, or how's the communication been? What do you think about the project?
Well, my personal experience has been that the communication is not as good as it was last year. Last year, we had more regular meetings with the city. This year, I've had to reach out to them to get any answers. Sometimes they responded and sometimes they didn't. So I would say the communication has been not as good this year.
Yeah, that's got to be a little irritating. And what about the accommodation of the fact the street's closed and here you are, your big Black Friday weekend sale here? Are you okay with the parking opportunities?
Well, we've had parking to the west of our building. We have a parking lot there, which is accessible from the back alley, which runs behind our building. You know, the sidewalks are open, so people can certainly walk, but there is parking availability for us. Not as convenient as accessing it from the front of Dewdney, but it is available.
What do you hope the city does in addition, like down the road? Next year, this will be all wide open. It'll look so fresh and new. What do you see as the future across the street from you to enhance the Dewdney area there?
I have some opinions on that. Personally, I hope they do go with sort of mixed-use buildings eventually. I don't think anything's going to happen in the near future, but I think that if they really are serious about revitalizing that area, they have to consider having people living down there more and also having some shopping conveniences like grocery stores and that sort of thing, because there are really not a lot of grocery stores in the area. So that's what I'm hoping. But you know, the city will do what the city will do.
Well, a great perspective. Nice getting it from you, Heike, and I wish you well this weekend with your sale. We encourage shopping local here at Ralco, and certainly want to know that stores are still open, even if Dewdney is still closed down.
Yes, the stores in the area have been open throughout, and I think everyone is looking forward to having the street open again. Yeah, I hope people continue to support local. We've always been big supporters of shopping local, and I myself shop local as much as I can. So, yeah, I hope that people come down and support us.
Nice catching up with you, Heike. Thank you for your time.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Smoke. Might be a little foggy on the morning commute here. I know a plane had to be actually diverted to Regina out of Saskatoon last night. Kevin Martell, you know all about that. Joining me now from the 980 CJME newsroom.
Yeah, late last night. We don't know for sure if that's the reason, but we know it was foggy at the time. It did eventually go back to Saskatoon at something like 2 this morning, so just several hours ago. On the text line, actually, but we are seeing this morning, Jared just told us that it's pretty thick, the fog on Highway 11 from Saskatoon to Chamberlain. So if you are headed north, then be prepared.
Shoot us a text, 1-877-300-7275. Be careful out there. That's literally a message the RCMP, I don't want to say are tired of trying to share. They're just getting a little frustrated given what's been happening on highways lately.
Well, they are. And they literally say in one of their newest releases that, how many other ways can they say? How many times can they put the same message out? Because we are seeing a jump in the number of deadly crashes. So far this year, we've had more than 90 on highways. And you compare that to last year, and it's almost, not quite, but it's almost a 25% jump. And so They're saying, they're reminding people again for the umpteenth time to, things like don't speed and wear your seatbelt and to not be distracted, to pay attention behind the wheel, and to not be impaired. Things that they have said over and over and over again, and they're saying it one more time with the hope that the message eventually gets through because of all these deaths on our highways.
Kevin Martell with me. Mayor Chad Baczynski taking to his social media account to say he's all for the Floral Conservatory, who has kind of been the first to kind of have everyone talk about, what? It's cut? What else could be cut here? But nothing's really cut yet.
No, it's not. And so the difference that the city is trying to maybe do this year, they haven't done in past years, is really take the public through the entire budget process. And so we're getting numbers and figures, and we're part of the process now that hasn't been done in the past. And so this is why you're seeing this, this 15.69% increase. That is, again, just something that's on the table for discussion. It's not necessarily, yes, this is what you're going to be facing, homeowners. And so he's putting it out there now. But as we heard in this video, that's probably, at least according to Mayor Chad Baczynski, something that we're not going to see, 15%. Not to say that we aren't going to see some sort of increase on our property taxes, but will it be as high as 15%? He would suggest no. And so you mentioned the Floral Conservatory. There's also, I think, an option on the table that city admin had talked about, like it could mean cutting a fire hall. The mayor says he doesn't support that either. So it sounds like these are all the possibilities, but none of them are set in stone yet.
Okay. The mayor's going to be here. We'll dive deeper into that as he visits us every Thursday. And tomorrow morning, he'll be here after the 6:30 news for a personal visit here as well, too. So that's city matters. The other thing I wanted to ask you about here is whether or not you're going to Agribition, because that rodeo tonight is free.
It is. Rush seating. Right, so
get there early. Yeah,
but this year
sold out already on Friday and Saturday.
Which is, I know the rodeo always does well there. That's one of the main attractions. It looks like the weather is cooperating, so I'm sure that was probably a big factor for people, especially from out of town. If they want to make the drive in, they don't have to contend with any snow. By the way, I'm not seeing any snow in the forecast for the next week or so, Greg, and we're almost at December now.
No, and to your point about so many people attending, we won't hear the final numbers for a week or two, but you can tell Agribition is popular right now because the parking was gone early in the day, and they were into overflow by the Lawson, and even that was packing up. But they have the bus that leaves from the North Gate, Vic Square, and Southland Malls. And you get cheaper admission, too, if you take the bus. It's free to take the bus, and it leaves after the rodeo tonight, too.
It's something we want to see at Real District, right? Lots of bodies, lots of people there.
Yeah, and we're seeing it with Agribition. Okay, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It was last week Craven Country Thunder announced these guys would be coming in July next summer. And everyone I spoke to, I was at Agribition the other day, had a lot of people talking about the lineup as Country Thunder is on site there trying to sell tickets. And everyone I spoke to was just kind of jacked up that Creed was going to be on the bill, as well as Lainey Wilson and Riley Green. So it seems like a lot of people favoring the Country Thunder lineup. And my next guest, world famous Creed extraordinaire karaoke master, is C. Jamie Ryder reporter Britton Gray, who every Christmas party will sing for us a selection from Creed. Our Christmas party is Friday night. I hope he has that intention again. Let's ask him. Britton Gray, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you be singing Creed Friday night for us all?
More than likely, yeah.
Were you impressed when you heard the announcement they're coming?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. Obviously, it's Country Thunder in recent years have been adding different acts outside of country. And they're kind of Creed's kind of going through a little bit of a renaissance right now. They're back touring, kind of. You're hearing them a little bit more and more, so it makes a lot of sense.
All right, DJ, slow down. Stick to your rider reporting, okay? There, you sounded like you're going to do my job. Love it. Well, you had one more round yesterday, the old rider office. You just can't get enough. So who called to say, come, I'd like to speak to you?
Jeremy O'Day, just with the season-ending media availability. Normally, it's going over what went wrong, how do you need to improve, but this time it's how do you repeat right now? How do you kind of get guys back? And so that's the job for Jeremy O'Day, and he's admitted the talk has turned to doing something this franchise has never done before, which is repeating. But he mentioned every team wants to repeat. That's kind of the goal, no matter if you win the Grey Cup, right? So, the work starts now on 2026. Jeremy O'Day got to enjoy kind of the fruits of the labor there for 2025, seeing the guys raise the cup. But now it's all putting together the team for next season.
Did he mention whether or not is there any single player that has told him they won't be back?
No one said they aren't coming back. Jeremy O'Day did say, well, they just won the Grey Cup. I think right now a lot of players would like to be back, but hey, it's when they start negotiating, right? When they start getting to those dollar figures, or when guys really start to talk to their families, that they figure out exactly what's going on with this upcoming season. So no news. And even when I asked about Trevor Harris, he said no breaking news there either. They're still waiting for discussions with him as well.
Yeah, but he did kind of expand on what we've already heard even from Trevor, right? Trevor said, I'd be shocked if I wouldn't be back. And he kind of said something very similar too, didn't he, yesterday?
Yeah, Jeremy O'Day expects him to be playing football again next year, of course. I think we all pretty much assume that Trevor Harris will be back, and why wouldn't he unless something were to change with his family situation, right? He was having one of his best seasons. He looks like he still could play a few years at this point with the way he was playing. So I imagine a contract will be done pretty quickly, because you want Trevor Harris to be one of your best recruiters as well and get some of these guys back and really say that they're going to want to run it back this season.
CJ May Ryder, reporter Britton Gray. Just to clarify, as Jeremy O'Day spoke yesterday, news yesterday had broke that the Argos were sniffing around wanting to talk to Coach Mace, but he said no. Just to clarify, that actually happened, but O'Day said they didn't ask him?
O'Day said that permission was never asked to speak to Corey Mace about the head coaching job, and when that, he said he's not sure where that came out of. But Corey Mace, when that news kind of broke, did tell him, hey, I'm not interested in going anywhere. So who knows where it was said, right? It could have just been said in passing. He just made it clear behind the scenes or whatnot. Or maybe the Argos did kind of just put a feeler out there. It's tough to say. We'll wait and see if there's any sort of discipline, if that is tampering or anything, right, by the Argos to do something like that.
Could be. All right. I'm out of time, buddy. Thank you so much. Look forward to hearing you sing Friday night at a Christmas party.
Can't wait.
Greg Morgan here with a preview of the Evan Bray Show with the star himself, Mr. Evan Bray, on day three of Agribition. You were going to be there tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow doing the whole show live from
Where
Agribition.
Where will you be?
Saskatchewan Cattle Association booth. So it's right in the International Trade Center when you come in the doors.
You dog, is Belton Johnson going to be cooking some beef?
I think he is, just down the hall. I think he's doing some
cooking. I think Saturday
cooking.
He's in a competition.
Yes, yes.
Against a few other chefs. Yeah, I'll be there at Thunderstruck's booth tomorrow. So we'll be hanging out again at Agribition.
Sounds like the crowds have been crazy.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the rural community, it's easy to travel right now.
Yeah, roads are good.
And are coming in. It's a big event. On Monday when I was at Agribition, our booth was at the Cooperator Center right next to us, the Saskatchewan Firearms Association.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's on your show today.
Yeah, we're talking firearms this morning. Yesterday, the provincial government brought forward a new piece of legislation, and I've got Firearm Commissioner Bob Freeburg on the show at 8:30 to talk about it. But essentially, it's this whole federal buyback thing, Greg. You've heard me probably
you really love it, don't you?
I hate what they've done. It's so ridiculous because, Greg, it's not going to change gun crime.
Yeah.
It's not. Seizing these weapons, they're targeting these military-style weapons, that's not the types of guns that are being used in gun crime every day. So the whole principle behind what's getting close now to $1 billion spend on this is not even going to solve the problem. But anyway, nonetheless, they're going ahead with it. So the province is trying to put protections in place so that lawful gun owners don't lose property and lose money on these guns that they've obviously bought through the years. So it's interesting legislation, and it's another good, I would say, pushback against the feds. So we'll see where that's going to shake
out. All right, first out of the gate at 8:30 after the news there with that. And with someone else I saw at the branding on Monday at Agribition, I see is going to be on your show, Acting Chief Laura Lee Davies.
Yes. We do our check-in, of course, every month with the Regina Police Service, no different than the other big police services in the province. They've had a few interesting things. Yesterday, did you see that call they responded to yesterday of birds being butchered? Dozens of birds being butchered. It ended up not being a criminal offense, but we'll ask Chief Davies about that, what that was all about. They also had a swatting incident a couple of weeks ago. Someone calls in like a hoax SWAT call, deploys the SWAT team, and then it's found out to be a joke, bomb.
It's such a Hollywood story, right? Because for years we've seen that, stars in Hollywood are getting swatted like that.
Yeah.
But it's in their own backyard.
Yeah, and a 14-year-old kid ultimately was charged in that case. So we'll talk with her about that. Lots of different things with the chief on the show this morning.
Okay, and right-handed people seem to be the majority of the world, but you want to salute the lefties.
Well, my grandson, Bowen, who young Bowen, he's 4 years old. Well, he's left-handed, and he gets it more from my daughter-in-law's side of the family, but it sparked this whole conversation that when we were together here about a week ago about how the world is really set up properly for right-handed people and not left. And I threw out the typical, scissors and can openers.
Right.
And I got big pushback from the lefties in the group saying, hang on, you have no idea. Pin pads at the ATM are positioned on the right side of the actual machine. Measuring tapes. There's a whole bunch. They had a list of things where right-handed people basically have the preference, if you will. So I'm sure 12% of the population's left-handed. So we'll have that conversation.
Well, and just think, Bowen, left-handed. You got to encourage him to become a hockey star because they're always looking for lefties in the NHL.
Looking for lefties, baseball, same. Yeah. Lots of sports. Left-handed people are actually sought after. You're right. So it'll be that'll be conversation at 11:30 today.
The Evan Bray Show is coming up here at 8:30. Thank you, Evan. Hey, still to come on my show here this morning, a big talker is, when the heck is Dewdney Avenue ever going to open up again between Broad and Albert Street? We were told middle of November. Now, clearly, it's maybe the end of November on this, the 26th of November. Several businesses can't wait to get it over with because they've lost a little business and they want to get back at her. I'm going to talk to one who is at the wine cellar there on Dewdney. And we'll discuss, what it's done to her business as well as what it'll mean in the long run and what they want to see as businesses along Dewdney Street are counting down to when will it ever open up again. CJME News Time now is 7:28.